Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The coronavirus continues its rapid spread in Philadelphia. Officials announced 360 more confirmed cases yesterday and one new fatality. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The newly reported cases bring the total in Philadelphia to nearly 1,700 as officials contend with shortages of test materials, lab capacity, and protective gear such as masks and gowns. Mayor Jim Kenney also says messaging from the federal government has been confusing.
You know, from it's not actually happening and it's going to go away to 250,000 people dying. But I don't want to fight with any other government.
Officials say the federal response has been more helpful recently with a supply drop to local hospitals and analysis that shows the city getting $26 million in direct aid from the $2 trillion aid bill. Because of high demand, Philadelphia has doubled the number of free food sites for those in need. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from one distribution site in the Parkside section of the city.
Volunteers with the Parkside Association neighborhood group helped get hundreds of boxes of food off a truck and into the hands or carts of a lot of people.
You know, and we want to make sure that everybody is well fed and have everything that they need.
Shakia Bulware is one of the Parkside coordinators. She says they got more boxes than they did earlier in the week during the first distribution event on Monday, and it seemed like they were able to meet the demand.
City officials say they nearly quadrupled the amount of food and had 40 instead of 20 distribution sites. SEPTA workers say the transit agency isn't doing enough to keep them safe from COVID-19. Several employees who operate and clean SEPTA's buses, trolleys, and trains have already tested positive for the virus.
We are taking this very seriously.
Union President Willie Brown is demanding SEPTA do more to protect workers on the front lines. He also says his members should get hazard pay.
Every boss in the city is receiving, as far as the city workers, they're receiving hazard duty pay. But SEPTA tells us we can't get it.
In a statement, SEPTA says it's already doing rear boarding of its buses and trolleys. It's limiting the number of riders on vehicles, and it's distributing hand sanitizer and gloves to frontline employees. The transit agency is also trying to buy 10,000 masks for its operators, but SEPTA says it can't afford hazard pay with ridership way down and much less money coming in. New Jersey now reports over 22,000 COVID-19 cases and 355 fatalities. South Jersey has at least 15 deaths included in 800-plus positive cases. North Jersey is now seeing the surge officials have expected, as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Health Commissioner Judith Persichelli says seven hospitals had to divert incoming patients for various reasons.
Some due to overcrowding in their emergency rooms, and some due to overall high census. We also got a call from two hospitals that they required ventilators.
More ventilators for hospitals are in the state and on the way, but they still need over 1,600 more, according to Governor Phil Murphy.
The state is pushing the tax filing deadline to July 15th and the end of the fiscal year to September 30th. The pandemic is having a major impact on our sleeping habits, and more of us are having nightmares when we finally do fall asleep. Part of it is our normal sleep schedules have been disrupted, and then there's all that stress.
A lot more people are watching disturbing news very close to their bedtime. They're reviewing some disturbing situations. There's a sense of unknown, and we've actually endorsed a sense of social isolation.
Dr. Richard Friederheim is medical director of the Sleep Disorders Center at Abington Jefferson Health.
Some of the things we can do, I think, to help this whole pattern, maintain contact with your families. You don't want to create more social isolation, which can worsen stress, which can lead to further nightmares.
He suggests keeping sleeping schedules the same as before you had to stay home, avoid the news before shut-eye, and avoid alcohol, which can disrupt your sleep patterns. Officials in Bucks County are asking residents to join New Jersey and New York residents in showing thanks to the people on the front lines in the battle against coronavirus.
At 7 o'clock every night. To go out and clap a thank you for our first responders, for the nurses, for the doctors.
That's Bucks County Commissioner Diane Marseglia. She's hoping word of the gesture spreads around the county. She is asking residents to share the message with everyone they know. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.